But we have to be patient and realize that this is going to be a long haul challenge to us. And we have to be also very measured in how we conduct ourselves. The most important thing we have to do, in my judgment, is to avoid becoming the enemy number one of Islam in the eyes of the believers in the world of Islam. And I think we have to draw clear lines and be patient and also be responsible. We have to preserve our rights, that is to say, the freedom of expression and the freedom to express our views. But at the same time, we must avoid being provocative and unnecessarily nasty, because some forms of humor directed at, the, for example, Prophet in recent times in some publications in Europe were extraordinarily provocative, because obviously we are democracies, so we have to have freedom of expression. But it doesn't do any harm to be measured, even in humor, and to avoid engaging in forms of humor, sardonic or whatever, that then becomes profoundly offensive to the deepest religious motivations of people who are insecure, who are confronting modernity for the first time, who easily interpret slights into offensive, intolerable acts, and who can then be swept up by a fanatical movement